1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has landed in Saudi Arabia to meet with Gulf state leaders before heading to Jordan and Israel. Blinken arrived just hours after the latest presidential call with Israel.
On Sunday, President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, reaffirming the U.S.'s commitment to Israel, while also reviewing ongoing talks to secure the release of hostages, together with an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The two leaders also discussed increasing delivery of humanitarian assistance into Gaza, including preps for a new northern crossing this week. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden has been on the phone with Oklahoma's governor, pledging federal help after storms killed at least four people and left a trail of destruction. KWTV's Adie Crawford listened to stories of survival from the hard-hit town of Sulphur.
Devastated.
Decades of downtown Sulphur's history is erased.
Never seen anything like this, for sure.
A downtown bar owner, thankful to see another day.
And I just literally saw all the windows implode straight to me. Then the water started coming in, and I thought, I'm going to die here.
Nearly making it out as the building crashed on top of her.
I guess it wasn't my time to die.
Justin, medical device maker Philips says it's reached a $1.1 billion deal to settle lawsuits over faulty sleep machines. Since 2021, the company has been battling a series of crises over its DreamStation machines for sleep apnea. Opening statements are expected today in the trial of seven people charged with using a charity to feed children during the pandemic as a front to steal money. CBS News Minnesota reporter Pauline Lee has more on the trial.
Prosecutors say the defendants lied about the number of meals they distributed and used the nonprofit Feeding Our Future to help submit false claims for meal reimbursements from the federal government. They then collected millions to buy luxury vehicles, homes, exotic vacations, among other things.
Attorneys for the seven defendants say they did not knowingly defraud the government. There's a new server at a Bay Area restaurant that runs on chips and not tips. CBS's Itai Hod.
At the Cajun Kraken Seafood Restaurant east of San Francisco.
I am leaving for delivery.
Rosie the robot.
Rosie's cute. I like Rosie.
Very futuristic.
She's been working here for the last 2 months now.
People are excited to see her.
Rosie delivers food, picks up dirty dishes. She can't actually take orders, at least not yet.
Investigators say an illegal New Mexico spa reused needles for so-called vampire facials, which involves blood to rejuvenate the skin. Three women were infected with HIV from it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today for saving on streaming TV. Ever wonder if those streaming companies' whole business model is just luring us in with free trial subscriptions and then making it feel so hard to cancel? Well, spoiler alert, that is exactly what they do. The best way to keep your streaming costs in check is just using some old-fashioned financial elbow grease. Take 20 minutes and have a money meeting with yourself. Look at your bank statements, your credit card bills, make a list of every service you signed up for. And if you are anything like, well, everyone else, there's probably at least one thing you're not using. Cancel it. Anything you haven't watched in the last month, just cancel it. You can always sign back up again. They make that pretty easy. Between now and then, you'll save yourself a bunch of money. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org or text M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
Most everything that weekend, the Lair performance was canceled and rescheduled for tonight.
Yay!
But as fate would have it, a scheduling conflict has left the bassist traveling one way and the band headed the other to Madison to play the Lair unplugged. The boys brought their acoustic guitars and left the distortion pedals at home. And you brought the drummer this time.
Yeah. We did bring the drummer.
All right. Sam, Steve, Rob, and Rich, welcome to the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Woo! Thanks for having us.
We're so happy you guys are here.
Wow. So, you know, last time I remember the drummer. He was stuck. He lived out in the country or something.
Yeah,
and you were telling
him
he couldn't shovel out because it was like so high.
Right.
That,
yep.
There was no way to get
in. Yeah, there's like a foot of snow. I think it was over a foot of snow in Richfield where he was. And yeah, he could not get out.
Wow. You guys would have had to sleep over.
Right. Well, I actually did make it out.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. Yeah, he was here. Sam was here.
Oh my gosh.
But he was already in Madison.
Ah.
And so he was like, well, I'll come in and interview for the guys. But the band, they couldn't make it.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's fun. Well, now at least we get to hear you live tonight. And this is going to be done in a different way, which I think is really going to be fun. Let's first talk about Blame It on Kane, though, because I find your history so fascinating. You formed in Milwaukee in the late 2000s. I mean, you guys have been together overall in a long
time.
Yeah. Since 2008. You've released 5 albums?
Yep.
Okay, tell us about the band. Who is Blame It on Kane, and what is the backstory?
Sure. So we formed, as any band did in the early 2000s, is on a... I don't know, the internet, like, hey, I need a drummer. And Rich and Steve met up first, and they had there's another bassist, another singer, and then they kind of fell off and put an ad out, and then I became the singer, and then eventually we found a bass player, and we've been rotating bass players throughout the years.
We're going to hear about that story. We're going to hear about that story later.
But yeah, and, you know, we split up for a bit, you know, in the early 2010s, but then we got back together, and we've been back together for 10 solid years now, and we put out the last 4 albums in that time, and it's been rolling. It's been
That's
awesome.
That's a lot of music.
How has your band evolved over time? Like, how's your style changed? I mean, are you the same band that you were in 2008?
I think so. I mean, the only difference is maybe is now we're experimenting with the different things. And we did an acoustic album, Implied Maturity. That's the one that we came out, you know, in 2022.
That's
right. So now we're trying different things. We did a blues song, you know, or now we're trying different tunings. We're just trying to kind of experiment with our writing and kind of test ourselves a little bit.
Well, you are more of a, I would say, kind of a rock band.
Right, yeah.
But tonight, we are going to hear you do acoustic.
Right.
I'm really excited about this because I always feel a band can really show off their voices and their skills in this way. Not that you can't when you're jamming on stage, but what a fun way to really watch you do your craft.
It really, again, doing that acoustic album really kind of let us venture out into doing live shows acoustically, and it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. I bet venues appreciate that you can do either or, too.
Right, and then flexibility if a bass player can't show up or a drummer can't show up, you know, then we can do that.
In fact, the first time that they played in the Lair was over at our old studio on University Avenue.
Wow. Yep.
And that was an acoustic show.
Right, that was just me and Steve.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So not even half of the band.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we keep talking about the bass player. You're on the 6th bass player? Is that right?
6th or 7th, yeah.
Okay. So what keeps happening to them?
No, don't say that.
It's like a Spinal Tap phenomenon for bass players.
Nobody has died.
Thank you.
Their very first one moved away.
Okay.
So that's nothing,
fair.
Nothing wrecking there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's explainable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second guy... Yeah, it was in another band, and it was just kind of, you know, we were just kind of a side project, I think, and just decided to move on and focus on his other stuff.
Got it.
Not a big deal. The third guy, he moved away.
He moved away.
Wow. He moved to Colorado. And then we got back together, and we had Steve Anderson, and he just decided to do something.
He decided to be Steve Anderson.
Yeah, he's an interesting character. Because he's a true bass player, which makes him interesting. So he's not doing anything. And then found another one, but then again, we were that person's other band. So he just wanted to focus on his main band. Mm-hmm. But now we have Chris, who is the sexiest guy in the band. He's got this hair that is absolutely beautiful. It's like he's the silver fox. It's just this long.
And we'd show him to you if we could, but we can't because he's not here.
Right. Okay. But he's the sexiest by far.
Huh.
And we're keeping him. We try to keep him locked up so he can't go anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
You make sure you play this for him.
Well, you guys are from the Beer Town, USA. That's Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tell us about what you love about Milwaukee and its music scene there.
You know, what's really cool is that there are a lot of people supporting each other, and it's Milwaukee's not necessarily known for its original music, but the community itself is definitely growing. There are people booking shows together. You'll see a lot of kind of groups playing together on a regular basis, which is really cool. And then I think the growth of I think Whammy over the last couple of years has really grown and really encompassed bringing more people in together, which has really, really helped.
Yeah.
So
glad to hear it. That's okay, awesome. Now we're going to hear something, right, Rocker?
Let's get back to some live music in the lair with Blame It On Kane. Hold on. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Freedom. And is this just a state of mind?
It's actually called Your Freedom. It's actually, when we're doing the acoustic album, you know, it's called Implied Maturity, the album, because... You like to think we're mature, we're not, but we.
Please don't be.
That's the joke, right?
Yeah.
But the song is actually about like the personal responsibility, where we just felt like, you know, if you do the right things, we're all parents, right? It's the kind of things we tell, like, just do the right things, and you'll have the freedom to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I like that a lot.
That's kind of the theme of this one.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to hear it. It is called. The freedom? Is that what you said?
Your freedom.
Yes, your
Okay.
Yes,
your freedom.
Not mine.
No.
Totally different.
Yeah, yours.
Go for it, guys. Right. We are here with Blame It On Kane.
In the lair, Blame It On Kane on Maxic Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
Shoo-wee! Okay.
He's got
Blame it on Kane. Yeah, we've got all kinds of moving pieces here. So if you hear things in the background, it's just us trying to assist in trying to figure out what we're doing.
It's all good.
It is all good. It really is. That was fun. Okay, thanks, you guys. Blame it on Kane. What about the band name? I'm so glad that we have this as a question because sure. What is the reference?
So this is Rich's idea back there.
Okay.
So the story is one day at practice, early on, we came in, we're sitting there. Steve just turns to Rich and says, "What's the band's name?" And Rich goes, "Blame it on Kane." And I was brand new. It was like my second practice. And I'm like, okay. But it's an Elvis Costello song.
Ah.
So when you search Blame It on Kane, you're going to come up Elvis Costello. Eventually you come to us. But yeah, that's where the name came. He was the biggest Elvis Costello
yeah,
fan.
Yeah,
oh,
it
I came
works.
Up with a biblical phrase.
I saw that right. You were mentioning yeah. that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Well, let's learn a little bit about the band. Let's start with vocalist Sam Betcher. Sam, how did you get your start in music, and what is your backstory?
My backstory is I did a lot of karaoke and cover bands way back in the day. Just always wanted to do original music, but was kind of too shy, too afraid. Like, that was just like a big jump to go from. Like, if you're doing karaoke and you're confident, you're doing cover bands, you're confident because there are other songs and you just know them so well.
Mm-hmm.
But to venture out and do originals was scary. So this is actually the first and only original band I've ever joined.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
It just happened and it worked out. And I love writing. I love writing lyrics. I love working with these guys and just coming up with stuff. And I never want to stop.
What was your parents' role yeah. in you getting into music?
Well, so my mom, we didn't have a TV in my house until I was probably like 8. So,
wow.
My mom played albums all day
oh,
long.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
so,
best.
So, you know, she's a hippie, you know, 70s kid. So, you know, she was playing, you know, there's The Journey, right? And then there's Kansas and Supertramp.
Mm-hmm.
And then she do like yeah. some Spyro Gyra.
Oh, yeah.
And some Marshall Tucker Band. And like just from all aspects of music. And so that's what I listened to all the time. And I had my own record player and I'd borrow her albums. Then eventually I started getting my own albums. But yeah, up until like 8 years old, all I was doing was listening to music.
Wow. And for you, obviously, we're hearing you, you know, your vocals are being featured tonight. But do you play instruments as well?
I dabble in guitar enough to put a couple chords together and then give it to these guys and be like, do something with this.
Does that help make with this... your writing, though, when you're kind of trying to brainstorm what you want something to
Not
sound
really.
Like?
Not really. When I do lyrics and melodies, usually we have the song down first.
Uh-huh.
And then I will just sit in a room, headphones on, and keep listening to it over and over. Eyes closed and just, well, how's the song making me feel? What is it? What's it evoking?
Yeah.
And then I'll write lyrics based on what I'm feeling at that time. So.
That's hard. I don't care. So thank you. That you guys, wow, that's very cool.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Milwaukee's Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. And the next song you have for us tonight, it's called Give Me Money.
Yeah.
Sounds like a heist.
So this song is a classic. We originally recorded it way back in, you know, 2008 off the first album, Rhythm Schism. Rich wrote the lyrics on this one. It's very sarcastic, kind of politically charged.
Ooh.
And it's funny because it's so... like now it's very poignant now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written all those years ago, and all of a sudden it's like it's kind of like so kind of a very sarcastic take, I guess you would say, on the kind of the world as it was then but now is today.
It is again. So. Yeah. Ooh,
but
I can't
it's
wait to
fun
hear
it. It's fun. So this one will get me dancing.
All right. Give me the money. Give me the money. Milwaukee's Blame It on Kane. Live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Your soul, if I offer gold,
Stop making, stop breaking. There's nothing for free. I don't want your soul. Just give me the chance, give me money. More than a war of words. Pick a fight, we'll sell you swords. And I will plant the seed. And you will grow the greed. Yeah, you stop making a fake. You stop making, stop breaking. There's nothing for free. I don't want your soul. Just give me a chance.
In the lair on Max Inc. Radio, Blame It on Kane, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group right here on the Civic Media Network.
Blame It on Kane's music has been featured on NFL Network, Motor Trend, TV, Discovery Plus, and it was a theme song for an animated web series. Tell us about getting your music used for this. How does that work?
That's a great question. We have no idea. No.
That's not good.
Our music, we work with, Eric LeBros over at Cherry Pit Studios, and he does a lot of the licensing stuff. So,
oh, okay.
He got our music on the licensing catalogs, and people found our music somehow, the people who do these shows, and then all of a sudden we just get a notification well after the fact being like, hey, we use your song in this episode of this show, and, here's money.
And when we say, that's nice.
When we say right? money.
Yeah, how much?
Let me clarify.
Oh, no. Here we go.
But, I mean, it's pennies on the dollar, like, you know, for shows that air. But the cool thing was we got a tax form from BMI that we had to, like, report on ink of the $25 we got.
Yeah. Great.
It was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Frame that.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Are we going to bring over Rob? Are we able to?
Rob Shackman.
I know. We're kind of moving people around here.
Well, he's coming in.
Oh, here he comes. He's coming in hot. Woo! All right. Rob Shackman, guitarist for Blame It on Kane. Tell us a little bit about your backstory and, how did you get interested and started playing music?
I would say middle school. Middle school, started playing saxophone.
Saxophone.
Yeah. Nice.
I played saxophone too.
And then I was probably like high school age. I don't want to do that anymore. I actually wanted to play bass, but I couldn't find anybody that taught bass. So I picked up guitar, and no regrets with that.
Yeah. You know.
And what role did your parents play?
Oh, they're not very musical, but I can recall being tortured with ABBA a lot in my youth. But they've always been encouraging.
Another victim of the 70s.
How do you feel about where the band's come from and where you're still going?
Where it's coming from? Well, I came in about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So I was playing with another band. Yeah. Well, I always still play with them. And we did some shows with Blame It on Kane. And at one point, they're like, hey, would you like to play guitar in another band? I'm like, well,
sure.
No, not really.
But and here you are.
But yeah, then I thought about it for a while, and then we tried it out, it worked, and things have been going well. I enjoy what Blame It on Kane has done in the past already, and I enjoy what we're doing now and towards the future.
That is so excellent. Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Blame It On Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have us for is tonight. It's called Story of Your Lies. Is this about the elephant in the room?
Oh. It kind of is. It's not. It's a story about a friend. Everyone kind of has a friend group, right? And there's always somebody in that friend group who's not the most honest person in the world, but everybody knows it, but they still do it, you know? So it's kind of like calling that person out in a way. We wrote the song. We just wanted something. This was for the acoustic album, Implied Maturity. We wanted to do something heavier. And, you know, something more like Days of the New or Tantra kind of a thing. And then that kind of invigorated us, like, oh, it's kind of an song. So that's what we came up with.
Okay.
So that's it.
Well, here we go. Let's hear it. Story of Your Lies. This is Blame It on Kane on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music.
Blame It on Kane, live in the lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. More coming up right here on Max Inc. Radio, right after this.
It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mad Zinc Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to Live in the Lair, Blame It on Kane, and brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
All right, Blame It on Kane. How's this for a question? How'd you get disqualified from a battle of the bands? I didn't even know they would ever do that.
So what happened was... maybe disqualified isn't the right word, but okay. So we had there's a battle of bands at MSOE. Our drummer at the time, there was a time where Rich kind of took a break. We had another drummer, and he was a student at MSOE, like going for his master's or doctorate or something. Mm-hmm. So we qualified. That's how we got in. There was six bands, mm-hmm. And there were four prizes. Okay, all the bands were not even real bands. A lot of them were just kids who got together and kind of, well, let's just do a song or two, right? And, you know, we got out there, we crushed it, and then came to the awards, and we were, actually, there were five awards for six bands. We were the one band that got nothing. Like, there was first place, second place, third place, and then two kind of funny awards. Like, you know, some, and we didn't get anything, and our drummer at the time was furious, and because one of his friends was running the judges and everything, and he went up to him and was like, what, how do we not get, we were the best band, or at least one of the best bands, right? Like, because they weren't real bands, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys were just too good. We didn't feel comfortable. That's what he told us. He's like, we just didn't feel comfortable because you guys were too good. And
at least you got the scoop. Yeah. So
right.
But still.
It didn't make it feel any better.
No.
Yeah, it did not make it feel any better.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, what a great story.
Well,
sorry,
let's talk
about
to guitarist Steve Dragonchuk.
That is a great name, by the way.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
You got it.
He's called the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
He's called the Dragon.
Ooh. The Dragon. I was going to ask. I was going to be like, you know, growing up, how many different like aliases did you have?
Oh, I've had it every different way you can imagine. So yeah. The state of Wisconsin actually had my driver's license spelled wrong for a long time.
Oh, no.
And I wasn't going to change it until I got to TSA, and then they said, wait a second here, your ticket doesn't match your driver's license.
Oh,
so that was it.
Yeah, That's a big problem. Well, you know, let's get to know you. Tell us your backstory. How did you get into playing music?
So originally, and you're going to like this rocker, originally I wanted to be a drummer.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yes. My dad was a drummer back in the day. He was a jazz drummer in the Chicago area for the Mellotones. So I kind of wanted to be like dad. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I started getting into it a little bit. I'm like, wait a minute. I hear Led Zeppelin. I hear Van Halen. I want to get into rock. And my dad's like, well, wait a minute. That's pretty loud. And then my mom heard I wanted to do that, and she said, well, forget it. You can play a guitar instead.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And I picked it up and haven't put it down since. And that's it.
Nice.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, now we know what the parents' role is. Do you play any other instruments, or is it just guitar?
You know what? I tinker in bass, and that's about it. I tried to get into it a little bit. I'm just not good because I'm you know, usually using a pick with a guitar and with a bass. I'm trying to do it with the fingers, and it's, you know, it's harder than it looks. So,
how do you feel about your role in the band and how the band's doing right now? Instead of going backwards, going forwards,
So it's actually, it's pretty exciting because, you know, we added Rob, when was that? Like a year and a half ago, something like that. And now we've got Chris, and Chris is just, he was born to be a bass player. And I remember when we brought him in for an audition, and he comes in, he hadn't heard anything. He said he did, but he lied to us. Oh. He didn't listen to any of the songs. So he stands up there, and he hears it. He's just pausing there, and he's just closing his eyes, and he's listening to us play, and he's not doing anything. He's just standing there. I'm like, what's this guy going to do here? We get through the first verse. We get through the first chorus. Get back to the second chorus, and all of a sudden he knows it. And he's just playing along. So this guy is really good. You know, he's out of our league. So we're aiming really high with him. We think we're going to have this guy to record with, and we're going to have a lot of songs centered around him.
Wow. Ooh, little bass solos maybe even?
If he'll do it, yes.
Oh.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair. Thanks, with Steve. Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called You and I. Is this just a song of hope or fate?
Hope. You were hoping it was fate. You thought it might be fate. It's one of those crooning songs where you're pining for somebody and trying to convince them that, hey, let's get together. Like, it'll be great. And, you know, you're just trying really hard to convince that person. And it didn't work.
I'll bring this one on. Blame It on Kane with You and I. This is going to be interesting. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Take it away, guys.
Just begun. You and I, dreams are all the same. You and I, making our own way. You and I, happiness is real. You and I, our destinies are steel. I promise you it's safe. You get everything you need. It's a chance that you have to take. You don't have to worry, 'cause I'm the only one who's never gonna hurt you. Lives have just begun. And everything you need is all right here.
Blame It on Kane, Max Inc. Radio, live in the lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
That was awesome, guys. Yeah,
that's our Green Day song.
That I was going to say, yeah, that's right? Got some punk edge.
It was actually written to be as a slow acoustic song. And when we were going for our Big Down Under album, we decided, like, you know, this could be something. Let's do a pop punk version.
Nice, and your rhythm section. Woo, yeah. All right, well, Blame It on Kane. has some, oh, this is good, some live shows coming up soon all around Wisconsin. We have May 25th, Appleton at the Cold Shot. June 21st, Make Music Madison.
Yes.
Because we know there's Make Music all over the state and all over the country and the world, but you're going to be in Madison.
Yeah, we did Madison last year for the first time. It was amazing. Madison has really embraced us, which has been so exciting. And because it started with the Make Music Madison, we played three different venues, played at over at Beer Rock, and they've had us now like three times
since.
Oh,
nice.
Right? So it's just been such a great reception in Madison.
And then you've got this 11th annual Midday Matinee Milwaukee Music Mashup, July 28th. And it looks like you get to spoof a band at the mashup?
No.
The mashup isn't a spoof fest?
It's not a spoof.
No. So what this is it's a show that we've been doing for 10 years now, maybe. And what's been happening is we do a day show at Kochanski's. They have a nice outside stage. And
we just
get a whole bunch of different bands
that
maybe they're not the ones that would always play together.
Yeah.
And we just... You know, it's an afternoon show and get six, seven bands, and it's pretty cool.
It's nice a event. Mashup in that way
yes.
with a whole bunch of different bands.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I like that. And then this is so cool, Rock Against Violence Festival. That's in September, on September 14th. What can you tell us about this fest, and where does it happen?
That's a Steve question.
Oh, Steve,
here comes Steve heading to the microphone.
You know, I saw it on Facebook. It's something out of Portage, and you know, I don't have too much information on it this way. It's been being put on by this lady named Lindsay. She's spearheading it. She tells me that we're going to have a lineup on it soon, but yes, hopefully the first annual Rock Against Violence down in Portage.
And you just saw it and thought, this sounds like something I want to be part of.
Absolutely, yeah. We could, we told her we'll be happy to donate any money that we make that day selling the CDs. You know, we had, as Sam mentioned, good luck in Madison selling CDs when we were here for Make Music Madison. So if we sell anything there, of course, we'll donate the money.
That's awesome. And I'm sure it sounds like it probably goes to awareness and education mm-hmm. about violence. So mm-hmm. that's terrific.
We're looking it up.
Okay. Otherwise, I was going to say, we'll share it when we have the info. We'll definitely share it.
It's for DACE, Domestic Abuse and Intervention Services.
Awesome. Okay.
What he said, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They do great work. So you're supporting a wonderful cause. Thanks, guys. Oh, it looks like now, Rocker, though, we want to give the drummer some. Can
Rich
he get out
Seeger.
From that corner?
Yeah. Here he comes.
Oh, my goodness. You're hilarious.
Hello, guys.
Go ahead, Rocker. He just has me laughing. Oh, my goodness.
Rich Seeger, give the drummer some. Mm-hmm. Tell us some of your backstory and how you became a drummer.
Well, Rocker, I have been playing drums since sixth grade. My mom foolishly bought me a complete drum set very early on before I knew how to play, in which then she told me, you are learning how to play this because I paid so much money for it.
And why did you call it foolishly?
Well, because it's so loud.
Yeah.
If you have a drummer, and you're a drummer, mm-hmm. you know. Whoever owns the drum set is usually where you practice then, almost automatically.
I bet. Yes.
And so my mom put up with, and I was in sixth grade then, so she put up, I was probably in a band by eighth grade, so she had bands practicing in our living room.
Oh.
My dad allowed that.
Wow.
For, I don't know, years, all the way through high school.
You have very brave
on.
Parents.
My mom just put up with everything.
Oh. So was it one of these situations where you had to set up completely?
No, she let me keep it all up.
Whoa.
Our living room was taken
really?
Over. You would walk into our house, and there was an entire band thing. And then I set up a studio in there. I bought a 4-track reel-to-reel.
Oh, yeah.
I had a complete studio in our living room.
So where did your parents hang out, obviously?
In the family room.
Okay.
But it was pretty loud. But I think my dad used it as an excuse to go out with his buddies.
Yeah.
My mom would just hang out then, and mm-hmm. she'd bop to the music.
Oh,
and
how
everything.
Cute.
She was the cool mom.
Yeah. Well, obviously, that's a parent's role. I mean,
all parents should allow their kids to be drummers.
Or at least to be in music.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because mm-hmm. it not only builds lifelong friendships, like you can see here, all of us, we've known each other for 15 plus years, done a lot.
And y'all still like each other.
It kept us off of drugs for a little bit.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, kind of. And then, and but it also gives us gives you a hobby where you have an enjoyment and a little more of a purpose for life, and you can give back by doing the benefits. Yeah. We look for benefits to play at to give back for that. We play free for anybody that has any cause, no matter what it is, for anything to give to
That's
try to give back, including church stuff. I've played in church stuff too, free for everything on it because you should give back for everything.
Right.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called For Them, or it could really be called Helicopter Parent.
So, yeah, I mean, the song is, some of the songs I write about are about parenting, and this one specifically was one song I wrote for my kids. You know, parenting's tough. It's not easy. You hope you're doing the right things. And this song is all about, I hope that someday that they know that it was for them. Like, I know I wasn't perfect. It was hard. But hopefully, you know, I tried my best.
Have they heard the song?
Oh, yeah.
Do they know it's for them?
I don't know. Huh. I mean, I've never, I mean, I assume they should, if they hear it, they should realize it's, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Okay. I don't hide things. I'm a very open, I mean, my lyrics are very out there.
Yeah.
Like straightforward. So
okay.
I think they know it's for them. For them.
Well, now they will. Right. Now they'll have heard you talking
about
it.
Right, now they will for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is from our Big Down Under album. This was actually the first acoustic song we ever wrote.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This is For Them. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we are local music.
Every day the body grows older, every day the soul keeps wanting more. Every time I see your face, as deep as parts of me are always smiling. My mistakes aren't always clear to me, hope you understand I'm always trying. Knowing what is best for you, yes, it's never seemed so cut and dry. It's for them, I
Live in the Lair, Blame It on Kane on Max Inc. Radio. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
That was really nice.
Thank you.
I hear the story in there for the kiddos. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's very cool. I feel like we've kind of talked about Chris quite a bit. You know, I was going to ask you a little bit more about him, but I don't know if we need to, and he's not here to defend himself. He's
a diva. He's the sexiest one in the bunch. He's very high maintenance.
He's recently married.
Recently,
wow, congratulations.
Married. He's like all in love and stuff.
Sickening.
He makes out with his wife at all the shows.
Wow.
Yeah, young love. No, they're Chris is great.
Public
Chris is awesome.
Displays of affection, my goodness. All right, tell me.
The rest of us look bad.
Oh, no. You guys got to start like hanging out with the wives again. Come on. Okay, so where can we find you? Where can we follow you? Get, you know, updates. Are you, your Facebook page stinks, by the way.
Well, so we're old. We're old, you know.
Oh, no. Well, and you do have, it seems like all of you have a lot going on, but that's where I have to find you.
Yeah, Facebook is really the only social media thing that we're on.
Okay.
So if you want to message us, by all means, we will always respond to Messenger. We respond right away. As far as musically, the Spotify's, the Apple Music's, the Amazon Music's, the SoundCloud's, the Reverb, all the places where you stream music, we're there.
That's
all
cool.
All the albums are out there.
And go look for them, look them up, and listen to some great music. Blame It on Kane.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, before we were talking about, you guys have a show at the Cold Shot up in Appleton.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, you know, I haven't been to that club. Have you guys played there yet?
Never. This is really cool. Like, so we branched out to Madison. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go to Appleton for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. Cool. Are you playing with another band there?
Yes. TBD.
TBD.
TBD. Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
They always play with that.
They play a lot.
They play with that band. They always open for that band Karaoke.
Nice. That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, let's get back to some live music in the Lair with Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. You have one more song for us tonight, and it's called Stay.
No, boy.
Not go. Stay.
Is this a love song for an ex-girlfriend?
It is definitely not a love song. As a matter of fact, it's almost like the anti-love song.
So
look, I write a lot of lyrics about stupid things guys do, because I'm a guy and I've done a lot of stupid things, so I use it for song material.
Wow.
So this is like...
Very brave.
Well, you know, it's just like it's you had a fling, right? You're at a bar one night, hanging with your friends, and that fling like wants another fling, and you're like, no. So the song is actually "Stay Away." So you'll hear in the chorus if you haven't. It's "Stay Away" until it's 2 a.m. and you're drunk, and then it's "Stay With Me." It's that you know, these are all cautionary tales.
I would
of what
say.
Not to do. Like that's how I write them.
Okay. All right, you have built these up really well. So everyone, I'm like, I can't wait to hear this one because I'm listening to the words and the great storytelling.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, Blame It on Kane, and this song is "Stay." So listen for what he just explained to us. Yeah.
This is off the new album, Dog.
Awesome. Day. Max Inc. Radio here. Blame It on Kane.
Times for everyone. I can see you staring at me with a warning eye. Well, I can still remember our secret starry night. And I said, stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Then don't come back no more. We'll
still feel you staring at me from across the room. I told you once, I told you twice that you and I are through, and I said stay away, stay.
Our hands.
Well, now it's 2 a.m. The lights go up and the frisky feeling's on. Spent too much time with the boys who look for anyone. I can see you staring at it, waiting for the sign. You're not the best, I must confess, my weak old cherry pie. And I said stay away, stay.
Blame it on Kane, live in the lair.
Wow. Okay. Stay away and then stay with me.
And then don't come back.
Yeah.
A lot of mixed messages there. I don't know.
That was really
it's
fun.
It's the alcohol. That's
right. I don't know. You guys, this has been a blast. Sam, Steve, Rob, Rich, blame it on Kane. One more time, where can we find you? I know Facebook is one place.
Facebook is the main place if you want to communicate with us and interact with us.
All the digitals. Facebook.
But otherwise, yes, all the digitals. You can hear all the music. So.
Awesome. And again, you've got a ton of shows coming up now. Yep. And look for those, I would assume, on your Facebook page.
Yep. We always have the shows posted. If you want to see any set lists, all of our set lists we've ever done is on setlist.fm.
That's
fun. You
can
look us up there. And we're already working on songs for the next album. So hopefully we can get in the studio this winter and, you know, crank out another one.
Oh, good, good, good. So, okay.
Yeah, thank you
Rocker,
so much for having us.
This has been a blast.
Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Woof. Thank you, guys.
We will see you guys next week. Right now, we have Jimmy K coming up with Max Inc. After Hours. And then, of course, this show will repeat at midnight. But then we'll get to 4 in the morning where we'll hear Max Inc. Americana. And then tomorrow night, Max Inc. Sunday. And that will be, let's see what's coming up, the top 10, Maxing top 10.
Ooh, 7,000 apart.
We'll
are they going
to
hold
see.
That spot?
Are they going
to
win again? And then some Rocker's Closet, some throwbacks, and then Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m. to midnight. All on Max Inc. Radio.
Civic Media Radio Network.
You've been listening to Live in the Lair. Blame it on Kane. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. This has been Max Inc. Radio Saturday Night on the Civic Media Network.
It's It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.